etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Once again, we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we hear about such actions which we have been ordered to do. Similarly, we hear about the actions which we have been motivated to do. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to hear about humility. We will include ahadith and the sayings of the pious saints about humility. And we'll hear about the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as to how humble the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. But before this, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recited one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recited 10 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recited 100 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes on his forehead that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the more durood we recite upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the more mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon us. We should also make the intention that we will recite durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance, inshallah. As stated earlier in the program, today our topic is humility. First of all, let's learn what humility is. Adopting a gentle way for people according to their disposition and status, and considering oneself inferior and lower is called humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, "Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqat والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما." Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, and the believing men and the believing women, and the obedient men and the obedient women, and the truthful men and the truthful women, and the patient men and the patient women, and the humble men and the humble women, and the charitable men and the charitable women, and the fasting men and the fasting women, and the men who guard their chastity, and the women who guard their chastity, and the men who abundantly remember Allah, and the women who abundantly remember Allah. For all of them, Allah has kept prepared forgiveness and an enormous reward. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the words wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at, that is, humble men and humble women, are mentioned in this verse. Other attributes were also stated in this verse, meaning patient men and patient women, truthful men and truthful women, fasting men and fasting women, etc. But in the last part of the verse, it was proclaimed, "A'adda Allahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran 'azima," meaning for all of them, Allah has kept prepared forgiveness and enormous reward. It means Allah Almighty has given the glad tidings of reward and forgiveness for a humble person as well. This also shows the excellence and importance of humility. my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in Ahadith, humility and its excellence are frequently stated. Let me present some of the Ahadith to you. Final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Allah Almighty grants His bondsmen honor because of His forgiveness, and the one who adopts humility for Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will elevate him. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, humility increases the status of a person, hence adopt humility. Allah Almighty will grant you elevation. Forgive others increases the honor of the person, hence forgive others. Allah Almighty will bless you with more honor, and give charity because charity increases wealth, hence give charity. Allah Almighty will have mercy on you. In another hadith, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Almighty sent a revelation to me. Adopt humility so much that nobody would be disdainful towards another person. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in the explanation of this hadith, it means adopt humility so that a Muslim would neither display arrogance to another Muslim because of wealth, nor because of lineage and family, nor because of honor and power. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in Mirqat, being disdainful towards someone and oppressing someone occurs as a result of arrogance. Moreover, an arrogant person considers himself superior to everyone and does not agree to follow anyone. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when a person adopts humility, Allah Almighty elevates his rank up to the seventh heaven. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given the order of adopting humility in Ahadith, he has also stated its excellence and blessing that if we adopt humility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us elevation. If we adopt humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah al-Kareem, it will cause us to be elevated. Generally, people hesitate to adopt humility because they think this is a humiliation for us. People will consider me inferior. This is disgrace for me. And nafs and shaitan causes many other shaitanic whisper, and the person gives up humility. Sometimes he gets involved in arrogance as well. Hence, we should keep in mind that adopting humility will not decrease our respect. In fact, only what our master, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said is the truth, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. When we adopt humility, Allah Almighty will bless us with more honor as well as elevation. Hence, we should not give up humility. In fact, we should make ourselves humble. While stating the blessings of humility and evils of arrogance, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, everyone's head contains a rein which is held by an angel. When he adopts humility, Allah Almighty elevates him through this rein, and the angel says, rise, may Allah Almighty elevate you. When he raises his head proudly, Allah Almighty throws him to the ground, and the angel says, be disgraced, may Allah Almighty disgrace you. This hadith tells us the reward a person gets when he's humble and a punishment a person gets when he's arrogant. Hence, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should adopt humility and always avoid arrogance, because Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam love humility and condemn arrogance. Why should we adopt the thing which Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam dislike? May Allah Almighty enable us to adopt humility and keep us safeguarded from arrogance. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was fully humble and would display humility. Let's hear about the humility, the humbleness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The servant of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would visit sick people, attend a funeral, ride on his mule, and accept an invitation even from slaves. Even if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was invited to a feast of barley bread and stale curry, he would accept it. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, along with more than 100,000 companions, went for the last Hajj of his life, There was an old saddle on his she-camel and one shawl on his luminous body, which would not cost more than 4 dirhams. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah Almighty granted the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the keys to the treasure of the both worlds. But he was humble that he would ride on a mule, eat barley bread, and accept even the invitation of slaves. What will be greater humility than this? Every action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best sample for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam adopted humility and taught the Ummah to adopt humility. I wish that we would make this action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam compulsory for us. Always avoid arrogance and hold fast to humility. Let's listen to the sayings of the pious saints regarding humility. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states, adopting humility is a superior worship. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, humility is that when you go out of your house, you consider every Muslim you meet superior to you. Sayyidina Fuzayl ibn Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala states, humility is that you surrender to the truth and follow it. And if you hear the truth, even from the most ignorant person, you accept it as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala states, actual humility is that regarding the worldly bounties, you display humility even to an inferior person till you are sure that you have no superiority to him with respect to the world, and you consider yourself superior to the person who is superior to you with respect to the world till you are sure that the person has no superiority to you with respect to the world. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we have learned about the blessed manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the way of pious saints. While following in the footsteps of these pious people, we should adopt humility and always refrain from arrogance. Humility contains a lot of blessings as well as excellences. There's a good news for a humble person. Humble person will be sitting on pulpits on Judgment Day. Allah Almighty grants humility to the person who is beloved to him. A humble person is granted elevation up to the seventh heaven. Allah Almighty has mercy on a humble person. Where adopting humility contains advantages, giving it up contains disadvantages, as some pious saints have said. Let's listen to some of their sayings. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, the person who was given wealth, beauty, clothes, or knowledge, then he did not adopt humility regarding it, these bounties will be a curse for him on the Judgment Day. Sayyidina Kabul Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, the person who does not show gratitude for the bounty of Allah Almighty, nor does he display humility, Allah Almighty withholds his worldly benefits from him and opens a level of hell for him. Now, if Allah Almighty wills, he will punish him, and if he wills, he will forgive him. Sayyidina Abu Ali Juzjani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Allah Almighty withholds humility, well-wishing, and contentment from the person whom he wills to ruin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from arrogance by virtue of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and enable us to adopt humility. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.